And it's time to go back to play at the Stadium of Life, with Christianity putting the ball in play, first and 10 from their own 40. And a man in motion is being sent out to the left as the ball is snapped to Average Christian. He's trying his own left end again. Interference is forming for Average Christian as he cuts upfield at the line of scrimmage. It's Prayer again, along with Faithfulness and the powerful downfield blocker witnessing. They're up to the 50 and down into Satan's territory, to the 45. Average Christian appears to have recovered. He's running hard at the 40, still getting good blocking. He's to the 35, the 30, and running beautifully. He stumbles and falls at the 25 with nobody around. With Prayer, Faithfulness, and Witnessing leading the way, Average Christian just suddenly tripped and fell. And it apparently was Average Christian's overconfidence which stopped a certain touchdown run for Christianity. However, it's still Christianity's ball. First down 10 on the Forces of Evil 25-yard line. Well, we've seen Average Christian with his good and bad moments in this big game, but every time he and his teammates appear to be headed for a touchdown, the failure to follow such strong interference as Prayer, Humility, Faithfulness, and Witnessing has been their downfall. Here's the play now. Average Christian starts around his own right end. He cuts quickly inside the end, fakes a handoff, keeps the ball on a very nice play. He sidesteps one man, gets a good block from Prayer. Now he seems to be surrounded in the secondary at the 20. He bounces off another and crashes to the 18, is hit hard at the 15. He turns nicely in the opposite direction, but just a moment. Average Christian fans have suddenly turned and started in the wrong direction. He's headed toward the wrong goal line and running full speed. And the fans are going wild in the stands as teammates chase Average Christian, call at him, and try desperately to catch him. He's across the 50, still going the wrong way. And a member of the Christian team is gaining ground at the 40. Now the 35, and this is one of the most confusing plays ever seen. Average Christian is to the 30. He's to the 25. And he's finally caught and tackled from behind at the 20-yard line by one of his own teammates. Teammate who finally came in to save the day for Christianity. Let's check him, a substitute who'd just been sent into the game, and that was Chastisement. Average Christian got up angry and confused that Chastisement tackled him, and now as he looks around, Average Christian seems to be figuring out what happened. He looks to the sidelines and sees his coach, Jesus. Realizing his nearly disastrous mistake, Average Christian sinks to his knees in sorrow and humiliation. There's a brief timeout on the field as criticism came in to discuss something with the officials. Average Christian had gotten caught in the spin of life and turned in the wrong direction, but Chastisement finally caught up with him and stopped him to save the day. It'll be second down for Christianity from their own 20 with very little time left in this important game of life, and the situation looks dark for the Christianity team. It's second down and 65 yards to go, but just a second. The great coach Jesus Christ of Christianity is sending a substitute into the game. Let's check. He's coming onto the field. Yes, it's the real need for this Christian team right now. The real need, the Holy Spirit coming into the game. And the players seem to be invigorated by the presence of this powerful new performer. And the forces of evil are bracing their defenses as we're ready to go back to action. There'll be time for just one more running play in this game as the Christian team goes into the huddle. And it's the Holy Spirit calling the signals. Nothing, nothing score as Christianity comes out of the huddle. All right, here's the play. The ball is snapped and it goes to Average Christian. He's circling his own right end and interference forms in front of him. He makes his downfield cut at the 15. He's up to the 20, running behind Prayer, Love, Bible Study, Witnessing, Faithfulness, and Church Attendance. They're headed down the far sideline to the 35, now the 40. And Humility runs along protecting from the rear as the great wave sweeps across the 50. There to the 40, there to the 30-yard line, in the open with a clear field at the 20. The 10, the 5, and it's a touchdown, and the ball game is all over. And what a ball game it's been. After Average Christian had been up and down all afternoon in his ball-carrying chores for Christianity, the greatest of all coaches, Jesus Christ, sent in the Holy Spirit as the team's last hope. Then Average Christian, with the Holy Spirit calling his signals, took the ball on his own 20, started around his own right end, and picked up a powerful force of interference composed of Prayer, Love, Bible Study, Witnessing, Faithfulness, and Church Attendance, while Humility was protecting the entire crew from the rear. It was an unbeatable combination which swept from its own 20 into pay dirt without an opposing hand touching Average Christian. And now, as the band plays and the shadows creep across the gridiron of the Stadium of Life, we can see one of the most stirring sights we've ever seen. It's the wonderful coach of the Christianity team, Jesus Christ, with his arm of love around average Christian and saying to him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many." And now, this is station WORD saying, it was a pleasure to be with you in this broadcast of the Game of Life from the magnificent Stadium of Life, and reminding you that when the one great scorer comes to mark against your name, he cares not if you won or lost, but how you played the game.